I have always loved holidaying in the UK. Finding those less trodden back roads and villages tucked away in the beautiful countryside. I also like to travel to the coast as well, and one of my favourite destinations became the small Cornish town of Mabin Cove. My first visit to this small seaside town took place several years ago. I had a wondrous time, and along with my lovely partner Melody, we stayed in an old fisherman's cottage, which was simple yet cosy. Aside from the beautiful sandy beach and all the usual seaside amusements, one of the most exciting things for me was discovering that the small Mabin Fairground had, in operation, a vampire circus ride. This is a ghost train type of ride, often referred to as a dark ride, on account that much of it is hidden indoors where various models, sounds and special effects are used. All the sorts of things you usually find in a ghost train. Tunnels of Love are also categorised as dark rides. What was so special about the Vampire Circus was that it was made by the Hegarty Dark Ride Company, which at one time were based at Spanton Industrial Estate. And you can find out more about that in the case file of Spanton Industrial Estate itself, available at the website occultariaofalbion.co.uk. Now, you're probably unaware, but if you've ever been on a ghost train in the UK, then the chances are the ride, including the carriage and all its theatricality, started life at Spanton Industrial Estate in the factory of the Hegarty Dark Ride Company, or HDRC. I'll give you a brief history of this most interesting of entertainment companies. It was Merrick Hegarty who began the company in the 1920s, after losing his job at the offices of the railway company LNER. With the little savings he had, Merrick and his brother designed and built their first haunted house ride, which they leased to a small fairground in Blackpool. Their ride proved popular, and the following year they had orders to build two more ghost trains for fairgrounds in Skegness and Great Yarmouth. By the 1950s, their original factory in Doncaster was too small, and Merrick's son, Richard, by then director, decided that Spanton Industrial Estate should be the new location for the Hegarty Dark Ride Company. It was in this new era that Richard Hegarty became business partners with Elizabeth Mackenzie, daughter of renowned stage magician Mackenzie the Mysterious. As a girl, Elizabeth had watched her father perform countless times at theatres across the UK and in the United States. Not only did Elizabeth Mackenzie have her own flair for showmanship and theatricality, but she was also the creator of many great illusions used by her father. The combination of her skills alongside the engineering knowledge of the Hegarty family meant that, for a brief time, HDRC were considered the best dark rides in the business. Every fun fair in the country, if not the world, had to have an HDRC ghost train. HDRC's golden era came to an abrupt and macabre end in July of 1973. By the early 70s, business had already become increasingly difficult. People were not going to traditional British seaside resorts in such large numbers, with many being drawn to the burgeoning Spanish package holiday instead. Another factor was the wide range of entertainments now open to younger audiences. The Seaside Fun Fair was beginning to get a reputation as old hat and a little shabby. Something was needed to reinvigorate its image as a place of excitement and wonder. Elizabeth Mackenzie had a younger brother who, like his father, was also a magician. He went by the stage name of Merlin Mackenzie, son of Mysterious. In order to differentiate himself from his father, Merlin Mackenzie tended to perform escapology more than magic. Due to issues with drink and the waning variety circuit, Merlin's career was in the doldrums, until he met small-time businessman Raymond Woods. Raymond Woods lived in the seaside resort of Solness-on-Sea, and in 1967 had acquired a small fun fair at the north end of the town. By 1973, Raymond decided he needed to do something to boost numbers and get more people talking about his fun fair. He had known Merlin McKenzie for several years, so got in touch with him. Together, they devised a stunt which involved the use of HDRC's newest ghost train ride, the Vampire Circus. Merlin was to be strapped in and would need to escape from his shackles whilst the ride was in operation. At the end of the 2-minute experience, a mechanical mannequin dressed as a clown would be waiting to cut his head off with a real axe. Raymond Woods had managed to interest the executives at the regional television station Mercia. They were looking for material to fill out their lackluster summer spectacular show, which was broadcast live from a different resort each Thursday evening during the summer season. It was agreed that a cameraman would sit behind Merlin throughout the stunt in order to capture his miraculous escape. Things did not go as planned. Preparations had been bumpy. The Vampire Circus was set up relatively quickly and without enough time to test some of the newer elements that were particular to that ride. Merlin McKenzie had tried to get into some sort of shape, but refused to stop drinking altogether. It was only at the beginning of July that he settled on the exact locks, ropes and straitjacket that he would use. In final rehearsals, Mercia TV demanded that a larger axe blade be used so that it would be clear to the audience at home. Relationships between all the vested interests became strained in the final days before the broadcast. On the evening of Thursday, the 12th of July at 7:15 p.m., around 4 million live television viewers and a packed funfair crowd gathered to witness Merlin McKenzie, son of Mysterious, perform an amazing escape. Instead, what they actually witnessed was the escapologist be decapitated by a malfunctioning mechanical mannequin dressed as a clown. The camera operator too had his left arm severed. About a dozen people at the funfair fainted, whilst, for those watching on television, the numbers were in the hundreds. An inquest heard that McKenzie had a significant amount of alcohol in his blood at the time of the tragedy. Accident investigators determined that alterations to the ride made to accommodate camera equipment had not been sufficiently tested prior to the event. Further to this, at the last moment, the axe was replaced with one that, although larger, was actually much lighter in weight, thus changing the velocity of the swing and the timing of the whole setup. In short, all these factors contributed to the live on-screen death of Merlin McKenzie by decapitation. Now, back to my holiday. I realised immediately how rare a thing the Vampire Circus ride was. Only a handful were ever made, and I'd never been anywhere that still had one in operation. We have returned to Mabin Cove several times over the years. On the most recent visit, I was dismayed to find that the Vampire Circus was no more and had been replaced by a parlour of arcade machines. Happily, the park owners, who knew of my fascination by this time, had kindly saved me a bit of signage for the old ride. Somehow, we managed to fit it in the car and drive it home, along with all our luggage. It's now a central part of my collection of mysterious items. Thanks for listening. See you next time.